I'm great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. How are you guys doing?
I'm okay. Tim isn't here, but he should be. I wish he were.
No, I'm here, Rick. And Andy, speak quickly, because Rick will probably cut you up in the next 30 seconds.
Accidentally, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, watch out, man. Watch out.
Yeah.
Andy, it's been obviously a crazy spring, a crazy summer, and I don't want to say that there's a sense of normalcy here or normality, whatever the right word is, but for us fans, high school fans, college fans, and whatever, it's to me it's exciting. Tim has a different take on it, but it's very exciting for me to see that the kids are sort of going to get to play here. And I just wonder, before we talk about some of the teams back on the field for you guys, what's the overall viewpoint from your vantage, Andy, in terms of how things are developing here going back to school?
Yeah, I think so far so good. You know, caution is the word of the day. I think that's everyone's taking a cautious approach. But with that, I think things need to go on, and kids need this aspect of their lives back, in my opinion. You know, getting back from the social-emotional standpoint and making those connections and, you know, that sense of belonging that, you know, so many kids rely on from sports, that they get in sports, not necessarily in the school building, you know, but afterwards. That's an important part of the growing process and, you know, the young people at that age, you know, that connection piece. So, you know, everyone's very excited, you know, get back at it, but do it the right way.
I was talking with...
Be very cautious and be smart about it and, you know, making sure that we know that this whole thing's not over. You know, we still have to be smart. Kids need to space out. They need to wear their mask. You know, it's not going to work if kids aren't doing that and coaches aren't enforcing that. So that's a challenge that we're all sort of undertaking right now.
And in terms of what the coaches are talking with, I mean, the captains, I'm sure, have to lead the way. But what I saw, and you know, a few weeks ago when the kids had that rally over in Danvers Square, the kids were, first of all, extremely polite, and every single kid, you know, had the mask on, every single one there. So, you know, and that included seniors on down to freshmen. So they're getting the message. And also, weren't there some summer programs where kids were allowed to participate in some sports?
Yeah, a lot of youth programs and club sports, and they were all going under certain rule modifications themselves. So they were playing, and these kids were used to it, you know, and they didn't fight it. They know that's what they have to do in order to play. Parents get it. You know, we had, and with my own kids in Little League, we had to bring our own chairs, masks, sanitizer, all that stuff for the kids. And you just kind of, you get in the groove, and it becomes the new normal for that season, and it's not a big deal, because you know at the end of the day, that's what you have to do to play. So I don't anticipate a lot of problems, but, you know, I will say one of my colleagues in Beverly, Dan Keith, he's talking to his student-athletes because they started back today, and he takes a quick poll of them and saying, who here plays a winter or spring sport? And they raise their hand. He says, well, do the right thing now and make sure you can have those seasons by wearing your mask, doing what we're asking you to do, and playing the game by these new rules, because that's the only way you're going to get those next couple seasons, is to do it smartly and do it right now.
Yeah, boy, a reality check. Tim, you want to check in here?
You know, I'm just fearful, and you know, we're waiting on the curve. We know how kids are, as good as they've been. We can't monitor all of the kids, all of the parents, of where they've been, and is everybody gonna, you know, say where they've been, and have they been in crowds? I'm just worried about a backlash like we've seen around the country, where we've opened things up, and all of a sudden you've seen these surges. And I know the state has, our state has been has had the numbers low, but you know, 400 people a day are still coming down with it, and it's in the 20s in terms of people dying every day, and it's just a scary proposition that this could suddenly blow up in everybody's faces, and you're going to have a whole lot more issues to deal with, you know, not only in terms of sports, but in terms of, you know, kids getting back to even just a hybrid aspect of going to school, that it could be all remote within a month or so.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely a chance you have to take that goes for sports or school, and I think just being prepared for it now is the best you can do. You know, putting that plan in place to say, if this happens, then we pivot and we go this way. And these are the steps we have to take. you know, that's a big part of why in Danvers we're not starting until October 2nd. A lot of people started today and are starting in the next couple of days in our league. You know, we were focused on getting school off the ground, get the kids back in a safe manner, make sure things are still going the right way before we open up into the co-curriculars and athletics. So we took a, you know, more cautious approach for that reason, to make sure we're doing things the right way. And, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I know most of the people I've spoken with, no one's trying to force feed this whole thing. If the numbers don't dictate it or the data goes against what we're seeing, people will shut it down. No one's going to try to force the season in right now. I mean, there's a likelihood that some communities around here go into red and they're not going to play for several weeks, if not the rest of the season. That's a real possibility, and everyone in our room knows that. So I don't think there's this feeling like, yeah, we need to just get through this and get it done. I think it's, here's an opportunity. If we can do it correctly, do it safely, let's do it for the kids. You know, but if the numbers don't bear that out, then we pump the brakes and we pull back a little bit and reevaluate. I think everyone's sort of in that boat, it would be my guess.
What's the feeling been among parents, Andy? Because, you know, as an educator, as the director of athletics and coaching and so on, you guys, I mean, nobody cares more for the kids except possibly the parents. And so, you know, obviously you're gonna proceed with caution. But in general, when you have all these get-togethers and meetings, trying to figure out what's going on, what's been the consensus among parents?
For me, the parent responses are very positive. They want their kids to be in a good place mentally, physically, and that comes from sports, and I think they appreciate that. You know, I can only speak from Danvers, but we're very thorough in what we do. Nothing's by the seat of our pants. You know, there's a lot of discussions behind closed doors and getting a lot of feedback from people and making sure we're doing what's in the best interest of our kids. And I think our parents support that, and they buy into that. They know that. So, I think the parents trust that we'll do it safely within the rules and we're not going to cut corners. And we certainly by no means have plans to do that. So we're going to do everything within the guidelines from EEA and the MIAA, and that's going to be, unfortunately, that's going to affect the game and the product and what the fans and parents see.
We're
going to limit home attendance for games. You know, no one's going to be on the field more than the players and the coaches and the trainer. It's going to be very different. No access to the press box. You know, fans aren't going to be in the bleachers for us. They're going to be bringing their own chairs, sitting on the grass area. So it's going to be a different game, there's no doubt about it, but I think parents are okay with that because they want their kids to play and get at least some semblance of a season, especially seniors who did their last hurrah, you know, and do it safely. And I think everyone's in the same boat, all rowing in the same direction on that one.
How are we going to have access, like after a game? Am I going to be able to go to interview coaches or players with my mask on?
Yeah, that's something the media will have to talk before you come, just give them a heads up so we know you're going to be in the area. You are allowed access in that area, so we have to make sure that we're keeping our distance and making sure everyone's wearing masks, which I know wouldn't be an issue. But yeah, I think that sort of stuff is fine. But you know, to have unfettered access to the field and stadium, it gets into a hygiene issue where sanitizing after each event, it was near impossible for us to do. So we couldn't have people in the bleachers because we often stack our games. So we'll have one game at 4 and another game in the evening. We wouldn't have the time or ability to clean the surfaces properly. So that's sort of where it's all coming from. It's all from the EEA guidelines and the outdoor gathering limitations that we're faced with right now. So, but yeah, there's a lot of pieces that are affected by these new rules. It's sort of an ongoing thing that we're adjusting to on the fly. We're going to do our best to educate parents and coaches and the kids in the coming days about it, you know, and hope for good cooperation and kind of make the best of it.
Tremendous. Finally, Andy, in terms of scheduling, how is that working out, and what are the logistics of that? How are you guys doing that?
So we worked on it last week. We're sticking in the league right now, so the teams that can play in the league have been scheduled in. With that being said, our teams are starting, I think, 3 different dates. One was today, one might be Wednesday or Thursday, and then we don't start until the 2nd. So it's sort of a tiered approach in terms of who can play when. But with that, so we'll start later in terms of the gameplay. And practice play, but we'll all end up with 10 games at the end of the day for most of those sports. So although we'll be shorter on the seasons, the schedule will work so everyone will have the same amount of games for the most part. So, you know, it's as equitable as you can be at this stage, I think, given the parameters that everyone's in sort of a different, unique situation in their own school community.
Great.
I mean, it's worked. The ADs got together last week. You know, we kind of talked about what we wanted the schedule to be, how we wanted it to look. At the end of the day, we're all in that room to get our kids games. That's what we're trying to do. So are we going to be playing our rival twice and everything? No, it's not going to work out that way. But we're going to get 10 games in our league, and that's sort of at the end of the day what our goal was, and I think we've been able to achieve that.